Just before we get into the actual podcast that we recorded a couple of hours ago, in between that and our dinner, we got a big news, big update. Hans Niemann withdrew from the tournament, and Abdulsattarov replaces him. First hot take, Bobby. What's happening? What is
Well,
happening?
I have no idea the reason for his withdrawal. I don't think that. I mean, I think it was stated as it's for personal reasons, but that doesn't give us specifics. And hopefully he's well, but we just don't know the specifics. So there's not much to say in that sense. It's really bizarre. I mean, it's definitely weird to have two players drop out in short succession in the same tournament, and this is really short notice because tomorrow, I mean, sorry, everyone's here.
Media day
Tomorrow
tomorrow,
is the
yeah.
media stuff and official opening and all that, and players meeting, and the next day the rounds start. So of course, I would not have expected anything to change, and I mean, not wouldn't have expected anyone to drop out. And yeah, I don't know why. We know more or less the same as was officially put out. And Hans hasn't made a statement yet, so we don't know. He hasn't given any more details about those reasons for his withdrawal, but it was his withdrawal. He did withdraw. We
How
can
does
wait.
that impact the tournament?
Same as the other one, doesn't change things very much. Perhaps we could say Noderbeck is a bit more of a top player. Doesn't change things much at all, but slightly more of a favorite to potentially win the event. Not a huge difference. They're both top players. Noderbeck is about 30 points, 30 to 40 points higher rated than Hans, roughly, which is something, but it's not doesn't mean so much in the context of one player among 12 in one tournament. It just, I mean, also Noderbeck is coming very last minute, but that could be good, could be bad for him. We just can't, don't know. We'll find out. Yeah, there's not really much to say or speculate on. Obviously, it's not great.
No, it's at least from a showmanship and like a spectacle perspective, I feel the tournament is going to get impacted a little bit. A lot of people were looking forward to, especially the locals, to see Alireza compete. Obviously, that's not going to happen. A lot of people were looking forward to see Hans compete for various reasons. That's not going to happen. We've seen Abdulsattarov, and he's a very exciting player. But again, I'm sure a lot of people and a lot of people that came here specifically wanted to see Hans, but that's not going to happen. So there you have it. First take, Hans is out. In a couple of days, the tournament starts without two of the big draws, let's say, of the event. But that's chess. That's freestyle chess. It happens all the time.
Freestyle chess. Wait, what does this have to
Wait,
do with
what?
chess or freestyle chess? What
What
does
do you
this
mean?
have to do with anything? It has nothing to do with chess or
That's
free. That's
freestyle
freestyle. What does that have to do with freestyle chess?
chess. That's
It
just that.
has nothing to do with chess at all.
Well, I thought about it because chess-wise, I remembered Sinfield Cup when Ricci withdrew, and
No, you
then,
mean Duda.
well, Ricci couldn't play initially, and then Duda withdrew after like a
But
round.
Richie did play. Richie played that year. I played him in the last round.
That was that year, but the year prior.
Oh, the twi the Ah,
Yes.
that's true. That's actually why Hans played
Yes.
that tournament, the
Yes.
2022 Sinkfield Cup.
Yes. Yes.
Richie did withdraw,
Correct.
and I mean, he couldn't play because he didn't have like he wasn't able to get into the
The
United
visa.
States.
Yes. 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 There were
That was a
surrounding
clear
issues.
reason. But yeah,
Yes.
that did
Yes.
like kick off the whole saga, if you want to call
That's
it that.
what I'm saying.
But
It's
it's
chess. It's freestyle chess as well. It's everything, guys.
You know, it's like really weird that again, there's always something. There's
I
always something
know.
and we have no idea why, but there you can't have like a tournament where nothing happens.
Well, you can
I mean, you can't. No,
sometimes.
we do obviously. Tata Steel, American Cup. I mean, not well, American Cup obviously always have that whole thing. But there are tournaments where nothing happens. This just seems to be one where a lot has already happened without the tournament starting.
The tournament starts in 2 days. Enjoy the podcast, enjoy the discussion, and let us know what you think about this whole saga in the comments. Cheers. All right, here we go. Bonjour, mes amis. Bonjour, Fabiano, from Paris, France, as we are getting ready to start the freestyle chess starting in a couple of days. Exciting. I haven't been to Paris since 2021. I think that's the last time you were in Paris as well.
That is.
We met Richie at the reception, and he said that was his last time as well.
Yep.
When he came to Paris. Now, remember, we had the worst rooms ever.
Yeah, it was... Well, Paris hotels tend to be a bit small.
Yes.
They were kind of small.
I would say European hotels in general.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I mean, there are some countries that have smaller... But I...
Like Norway, for example, is also...
Yeah, Norway, like, has terrible hotel rooms, from my experience. No, like, they have this thing where they don't have a place to put clothes at all. They don't have anywhere to put your clothes.
Yes, that's a problem.
They don't have drawers. They don't have closets.
That's a problem.
You just put them on...
And this is basically our working station. Like, if this would be a real tournament, not just 960, where you have to do real preparation, this is where we have to do the preparation.
There's no desk. Yeah, this is the desk.
Just a little table.
This is the desk, yeah.
It's a bit unfortunate. I mean, it's a very beautiful hotel, by the way.
No, it's a nice
really
hotel.
Really beautiful hotel. We shouldn't be, you know...
No, it's a very nice hotel. It is a bit small, but it's not unexpected. I just say that, like, in Norway, I don't know why I keep talking about Norway, but the hotel we always have in Stavanger has quite big rooms. But that's the one exception.
Mm.
But we're not in Norway, so.
Yeah.
It's okay.
So, Paris, beautiful city, beautiful weather. I've checked the weather. It's going to be really nice, really sunny. So, I think it's going to be a fun event. It's important to be in a good mood. It's important to have, like, nice weather to be able to take your usual walks, you know, enjoy yourself before you play. Can't Especially hurt. When you don't have to do that much preparation, right?
No preparation.
Zero preparation.
I mean, you could play some games beforehand, but here we won't have much time. It's not like Waisenhaus. We're not going to have as much time because we have to actually travel to the venue. While there, I just walked 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So here it's a bit different. So yeah, I don't know. It'll be a bit of a different atmosphere. More like a normal tournament atmosphere.
Mm.
That was a bit, you know, exclusive. We're in the middle of basically a forest.
Like everything was for you. Yeah.
Yeah. There was nobody there. It was just chess people. It was very secluded. We were in the middle of forest in northern Germany. You know, it was, very exclusive. Now we're in a big city, really big city. Yeah, last time I was here, it was during COVID, so it was also kind of different times. Yeah. But it's an interesting tournament. Yeah, we saw Richie. I saw Jan Hamishi. Saw Judith, who's doing commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Peter, saw Peter doing commentary as well. That's about it so far from chess players.
Yeah, speaking of COVID, one of the things that struck me when I arrived here today was the absolute madness of traffic. And during COVID, it was much better. Like, everything was much smoother. Not as many people on the streets, even though they were already starting kind of getting out there. But the cars today was absolute madness.
You don't want to drive in the city.
That's the nature of the big city, I guess. That's why
you don't want a car in the city. It's the same with New York. There's almost no reason to drive unless you absolutely have to, unless you're commuting from outside of New York or you have a job that requires a car.
Mm.
Otherwise, you just take public transportation.
It's interesting because most chess players, they don't even have driver's license. Like, I know so many chess players that don't have driver's license.
It's common not to, but I don't know about most. But it's very common. And the reason is probably pretty simple. Because if you're a chess player, you're mostly...
You travel too much.
Flying around, yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly flying or taking some sort of public transportation.
And you don't have an office job to go to.
Yeah, you don't commute every day. And, I mean, the thing is, I do know a lot of chess players who drive. I know a lot who don't. So I think it's pretty mixed. And it probably also depends on where they live. But chess players like who live in cities, especially, they just probably don't drive at all. Especially European cities have no reason to drive.
It's bad for your well-being. I used to drive a lot in San Francisco, and well, coming when I used to live in El Cerrito, I was going across the bridge to San Francisco. Going across the bridge every single morning was soul crushing. Like just being in traffic for like an hour before you start doing anything is just like
Yeah,
it's painful.
I would not
It's
want to do
very
anything.
painful.
I would not want to do that under any circumstances. But sometimes you have to.
We're privileged as chess players, I have to say. Before we get into the competition and talking about the competition, we have to name our buddy here. This is our mascot. No. No, don't break him. Don't break our mascot. We need to give it a name.
Have you ever had a dog?
No. I've only had cats.
Yeah, my family almost always had a cat.
What about Raphael?
Why?
I don't know. He looks like a Raphael. What does he look like to you?
Raphael, like Nadal or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Sure.
Which one?
That's Raffaello, right?
Close enough.
Well, now I see a connection. Do you know Kylian Mbappe
Yeah.
from Real Madrid? He
Yeah.
used to play for PSG.
Okay.
And a lot of people on the internet were telling him that he looks like a Ninja Turtle. Like that was one of the memes that was going around.
He's shaves his head, right?
So that was one of his
That's the
memes.
reason why. Okay.
And yeah, Raffaello, beautiful. I made the connection. If you want to name it a different way, you
I'm
can
okay
tell me
with
next
that.
time. We'll keep it
Raffaello.
that.
So it's O.
Raffaello, he's a guy. He's a he. Raffaella is a girl. Raffaello is a guy. So Raffael is also,
The turtle is a guy.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, I'm not sure. Could be unisex.
I'm actually not sure about turtle sex. I don't know how. I don't know. There's male and female, but I don't know much else. They lay
How do you
eggs.
distinguish it? Do you know anything about the Ninja Turtles?
Maybe I watched a bit as a kid. I mean, there's the four of them. Michelangelo, Raffaello.
Michelangelo is definitely a guy.
Yeah, I mean,
Raffaello,
I
I
think
think
they're
all of them
all
are
boys.
guys.
I think they're also teenagers, right? They're boys. And then they have a rat as their like
That's the
sensei.
mentor.
Yeah.
That's the mentor.
It's a rat. I forget what the rat's name is.
I remember the rat. Yeah, the rat was pretty cool. He's blind also, right? Or
I
he's
guess
just
so.
old.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's just
I
old.
haven't seen this since I was a kid.
Back to chess. All right. Big change. A couple of days before the event started. Ritchie Laporte replaces last minute. Got the call 2 days ago. Got off the shower. Took a train to the train station or to the
You
airport.
talking about yourself?
No, I'm talking about Richie. I'm just
Oh, okay.
envisioning
Painting a
what Richie
picture.
did
Okay.
2 days ago when he received the call. He's replacing Alireza. Alireza withdrew last moment. Obviously, a big loss, I would say. A lot of people are excited. He's also a local favorite. So it's a bit of a loss for the event. I'm sure the organizers were not happy, but a worthy replacement, Richie. First of all, from a competitive point of view, how do you see this replacement?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it doesn't change the tournament so much from a tournament point of view. Alireza is probably a bit more of a favorite than Richie is, objectively. Alireza we would consider pretty good. I mean, I talked about this with Magnus, I think it was 2 days ago. Like, we consider one of the favorites of the tournament, overall, considering that there's Rapid, there's Blitz, the match format he does excel in. He is top 10 in the world, of course. So he would be one of the favorites. I don't know, not the number one favorite. I don't know if top three, top five, but somewhere in that range, I would say. Maybe top five, maybe top three. Along with, I mean, obviously Magnus is there, and then maybe it's a bit more murky after Magnus, but he's one of the guys under Magnus who is
Even
very.
given his performance in Weissenhaus, he didn't do very well in Glasgow.
I
I
mean,
think he
if
lost against Vincent.
everyone lost to Vincent,
That's true.
and then he beat well he beat
He beat
Noderbeck,
Kukesh.
and wait, did he beat Noderbeck?
No, I thought
He beat Kukesh
Nolitbek.
in the last one, but he played two matches after that. Did how
He
does
might
he?
have beat Nolitbek. He
No,
might have
if he
beat
played Kukesh,
Nolitbek.
he lost the second match. Played Vincent, lost. Then Vincent beat Magnus. Magnus beat Noderbeck.
Nolitbek played against Alireza, and I think Nolitbek defeated Alireza because
Oh
then he played
yeah.
Hikaru.
Yeah, he beat him in the second classical game in a very crazy like final position. And then Alireza beat Gukesh and Hikaru beat Noderbeck. So yeah, Alireza, he did lose two out of three matches. Not a great performance. I wouldn't read too much into it, but not a great performance for standards, of course.
He did win the rapid, so.
He's definitely like one of the guys that I would say clearly is among the favorites to not get, knocked down from the rapid format. So I would be very surprised if he would get bottom four in the rapid. This already gives him a pretty good edge over some others. Anyway, for me personally, I would consider him one of the favorites. And Richie is a bit more of a wild card for me. But he is very capable. So I wouldn't be surprised if he goes really far. I wouldn't be shocked if he wins. I would be a bit surprised, but I wouldn't be shocked. But I also wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't make it to the top eight. Like, it's a bit of a wild card
He's
in
a
that
wild
sense.
card. Yeah,
He's very
yeah.
good, but he can also, not be at his best and not perform super highly. So
Depends
that's.
very much on his mood, right? His mood. He's a streaky player. He's definitely a player that once he starts rolling, once he starts seeing the tactics, everything kind of works in his favor. And he's a player generally that embraces chaos. Now, we'll see if, Chess96 is a completely different beast, right?
And he did also get to the finals of the qualifier
That's
event.
why
He
he got
lost to
invited.
Vidit. Yeah. I mean, you could say he was invited, or that he kind of qualified in the same way that Sindar qualified last time. He was the reserve qualifier, and because a player dropped out, it wasn't like a random pick. And getting to the final, even if you don't win the last match, is still really good. I mean, I would say that online qualifier is pretty much entirely a crapshoot. I mean, you have to be really good to make it, but you can also be really good and just have no, just like one thing goes wrong. In that sense, it's like pretty much just a crapshoot. Like, you have to be, you just have to be both very good and also very lucky at the same time. And everything has to go well over the course of 2 days in online chess. I'm not trying to take away from Vidit's achievement. I mean, he really deserved it, but it's also,
He played really
yeah,
well.
Vidit played really well. But it's just super difficult. So Richie doing well there, even if he didn't win the final, I think is a really good accomplishment. I would say the tournament is only, if it's any weaker, it's a tiny, tiny bit weaker, but really doesn't change much at all. Really, in my opinion, it doesn't really change much at all.
I don't see it as weaker at all. I think it's one of the strongest fields that we've had in a while. I mean, Vidit is no pushover by any means, especially now. I don't know. I mean, he's happy. He just got married. Congratulations. Obviously, we don't know. He's having his honeymoon in Paris during a chess tournament. I think Vichy famously said that that's not a good idea in general to have your honeymoon playing a tournament.
We have very little data on it. We
Sorry.
have very little data on it.
Right,
We just don't
right,
know.
right. We don't
We probably have
know.
no data on it. This is maybe the first time anyone's tried this. But yeah,
That's probably right.
it's
That's
probably
probably
good.
right.
It's probably overall a good thing because you're happy. It's better to be happy than to be sad when you're playing
You're
chess.
happy, but you're also exhausted somehow, and you're looking forward to that honeymoon. I know how wedding preparations go. Generally, they're very exhausting, very mentally taxing. Usually for, yeah, well, I guess
But it's
whoever
not bad to
takes
be
care of the
tired
organization.
necessarily. Because you could,
Maybe not.
there's different types of tiredness. You can be tired from stress. Like, let's say, a family member's in the hospital, that
Right,
kind of
right,
stress.
right.
That's really, really bad tiredness. Tiredness because you like partied too much. I mean, I'm not saying it's great, but it can be much better than the other times
It's
tiredness.
an exciting tiredness.
It can be
He's
more like
excited.
relaxation in some ways.
Yeah. He's
Like,
excited. He's excited. He's bringing good feelings for sure. And he's bringing his wife as well, I would assume.
I've been tired from being sick before a tournament,
Yeah.
and it's not necessarily a bad thing. You kind of like don't worry too much, because I know obviously being sick is not comparable to getting married, but it can be in some sense, like it can be a similar tiredness, I guess, if you're sick and you lose energy from that, or if you've been partying and celebrating. And you're tired from that. You don't have much energy, but you're kind of relaxed. I don't know if there's any correlation, but it's not all tiredness is the same. That's what I think.
Yeah, so Vidit also somewhat of a wild card in this one. We'll have to wait and see how it plays out for him.
I mean, I do think that he is an underdog for sure.
Sure.
Definitely an underdog.
Yes.
But he can play extremely well. So
I would also say the overall tournament is much more difficult just to make it out of the first 2 days. I mean, top 8 out of 12 compared to top 8 out of 10. It's a big difference.
yeah, it's much,
It's a huge
much more
difference.
risky.
Yeah. You can easily fall into those
Like
last
last time, I
four
think
spots.
even -2 might have made it. I'm trying to think. Because, okay, last time, so Levon
And Fedosev.
and Fedosev were eliminated, or not eliminated per se. They played a match for 9-10, but they were eliminated from the main kind of fight for first. And what was their score? I think like even -2 might have made it, but they were like kind of clearly out, like maybe -3, -4, something like that. And now, yeah, more spots are getting eliminated. It's just less chances to get in for everyone.
Yeah,
Just lower chances for everyone.
it's going to be very competitive.
Easy to get, like I think -1, you could be at risk now. Easy to get -1 in this field, in the rapid.
Yep. I'm trying to find the players. Do you know
I
the
can tell you the
players?
players, yeah.
All right, you tell me the players.
So in like FIDE classical rating order, Magnus, Hikaru, Gukesh,
I see
Arjun,
them now, yeah.
me.
Richie.
Is that in FIDE classical rating order?
I'm not sure.
Probably not. But Richie, Vidit, Alireza is out. Who are we forgetting? Maxime is there.
Nepo,
Oh, Jan, of
Hans,
course. Yeah, Hans, of course.
and Prague.
Yeah. Ah, Prague's playing. Okay. Yeah, actually, I think
Did
I
we say
do.
Vincent?
And Vincent, yeah, I think I did say Vincent.
The champion.
Yeah,
He's
the
kind
winner of
of
the last event.
the title holder. Yes.
Yeah, so Magnus obviously is the favorite in general, although I don't think I would give him 50%. Definitely not 50% against the rest of the field, but he's a favorite over any other individual player for sure. Then other favorites, I would say Hikaru is on in good form recently. He would be one of the other favorites. Jan, in general, I think format suits him. He had a good world. He had a good Aeroflot. He had a good world blitz. So the last two events for him were very successful.
He's not playing the Grand Chess Tour this year, so this is definitely one of the tournament that he wants to excel in. Like
I think
it's
he's
a
had a good
tour.
run recently. People haven't noticed because he's not playing too much, but if you consider Aeroflot, World Blitz, and the online Champions Tour where he got, I think, third place, that's a good run.
He's playing with a chip on his shoulder for sure. He wants to prove something.
Yeah, then I would say Arjun could, it's hard, very hard for me to judge. Could be or maybe not. This is a wild card, I think. Could be a player who could win the tournament easily, or yeah, he's unstable as well.
I
And
haven't seen him play too much freestyle chess.
he played all like all the I mean not
He's
all
playing
but
the Friday,
yeah the
Freestyle
Blitz stuff,
Fridays.
and he's done very well in Blitz. I think he won 3 weeks in a row at some point. But it's I wouldn't really draw on the Blitz events because we're not really playing Blitz until a certain point. And at that point that you play Blitz, you've already played a long match, though. It's not a Swiss event, it's also not online, it's not the same time control. So That just shows that he's a good, very good Blitz player.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually mean that it helps in this format necessarily.
Yeah.
But yeah, he would be one of the potential favorites. Prague had a very good Vikings, but you can't really. I mean, it is classical. Gukesh also had a good Vikings, but not a very, actually, not at all a good
No.
Waisenhaus. I mean, he lost three matches.
I mean, even
And.
Gajewski, his coach, said that he hasn't adapted to this style of chess yet.
Yeah, I think he'll do better than last time for sure. Now, I would not put him amongst favorites because just I can't ignore the last event too much. I won't rate myself, but hopefully I'll do well. And Vincent, it's like it's weird because he won in a dominant way in the
Super
classical,
dominant, super
but you
dominant.
wouldn't normally say he's one of the favorites, right? So I don't know exactly what to say with his chances here, but obviously you can't underestimate him.
I don't think anybody's underestimating him anymore. Like, maybe that was the case for the first tournament, and by underestimation, I mean Alireza is going to pick him first.
Yeah,
That's
that too.
basically the situation. That everybody knows that everybody can play very, very good chess in this one.
I don't think that anyone played recklessly against him.
No, of course not.
I mean, maybe Alireza in the first game with White. I just like, I mean, I made one mistake against him with Black and the game was over. Basically, like one mistake, maybe
Yeah.
one and a half. And then with White, I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole game was just like perfect
Yeah.
up until he was winning and then he was only searching for a draw, so he let me off the hook.
He was super convincing. And even in the match against Magnus, maybe he had, I think, at one point, one move, a worse position. I wouldn't even call it lost, but the worst position. And
I don't know if it was lost or just
Magnus
worse.
missed it. Yeah, just worse, let's
It
say.
wasn't lost, yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it was like plus 1.5 or something like that, which you can consider lost, but it's not. It's not. You're going to suffer, but with good play, you have good chances to survive. But that was the only moment, and it lasted for one move.
Yeah, there was
Magnus
that
didn't.
one chance. Magnus had one chance in the
Yeah,
second game.
yeah.
In the first game, Magnus was worse and equal and worse and equal and so on until he was lost. Until he blundered in exchange.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall
He showed great chess.
in the second game, Alireza did have chances. I don't think he was winning, but he was much better for sure with Black. I actually thought at some point that he would definitely come back because it looked like the trend was really in his favor. But he held on that game, then he beat Magnus, and then he beat me in the final. And then finally we have Hans.
Hans, Hansi boy. What do we think
The
of
only player we haven't
Hans?
talked about, I think. Right? Or Maxime.
We still
Maxime.
have Maxim,
Yeah,
yes.
Maxime, I would say he's potentially among the favorites too.
You rate
But
him that high? Okay,
I
that's
do rate
interesting.
Maxime highly. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't live up to my expectations, but
Have you seen him play a lot of freestyle chess? Because I cannot remember last time I've seen
his
him
thing, I
play.
really don't like differentiate much between freestyle
You're
and
not doing
I just don't
that
do that too much. I
differentiation yet.
mean, it's different in terms of preparation. Like, for some, definitely changes the dynamics a bit. But personally, for me, I don't. Okay, I do prefer to play freestyle. I do think it suits me a bit more. I think I've said this in the past. But not like, doesn't change things so much. It changes things a bit. I just think, like, Maxime, he is a good match player.
That's a good point.
I think he's a good match player.
That's a good point.
But he
Yeah,
can also
he
be in
is.
bad form, and if he's in bad form, things can actually fall apart. Like his difference in top and bottom level for him can be significant. He can be a kind of streaky player in some sense.
And I do think you make a very good point also due to the format, because I feel Maxim is a very good rapid and blitz player in general, and I think he's going to do well in the play-in and then playoff, who knows what's going to happen in classical, but I think he has a good chance for the simple fact that he's also very, very good and very streaky rapid and blitz player. And Hans, you take him. You take Hans.
Hans,
you think him first?
I do think he's an underdog, really.
Okay.
I don't think he's a major underdog, but I would put him. If I had to like bet on people, he would be. This is not like supposed to be a super criticism. He's a very good player, but if I had to bet on people, then I would like maybe take Magnus at the top, and Hans would be. Perhaps at the bottom. I don't know if I would. Maybe second to bottom, but like I'm really speaking honestly. It's not supposed to be a dig at him. The reason why I say that, first of all, I mean, he does have some match experience, but against like top players, very limited match experience. He played against Anish, from like players I consider top. I mean, the match against Dubois was purely blitz, and he did lose the match. He has a match against Magnus in World Blitz, which was pretty close. It was a good match. I think he put up a good fight. He beat Magnus.
He was very close to winning it.
Yeah, he beat Magnus in a game. He was at some point leading the match, I believe. Then I think Magnus struck back and then won the last game. He is good in Blitz. He's a very good Blitz player. It's his strongest time control. He's not, in my view, a very strong Rapid player compared to his Blitz in Classical. Like, for me, I think in Classical, he's a top 15 player in the world. In Blitz, he's probably a top 15, maybe top 10 in the world, maybe, on a good day. And in Rapid, he's not at that level, not quite.
Yeah.
So
I'm trying to find the exact format just to tell people after that, because we've been talking about the Blitz and the Rapid. It's somewhere in between, right? The playing format is 10 plus 10.
Yeah, it's Rapid, but it's a fast Rapid.
It's a very fast Rapid.
Yeah, especially for freestyle.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I feel like he actually does have a good positional feeling, but he tends to have good positional feeling in openings that he's very comfortable with, because he has a very stable repertoire. For example, he almost exclusively plays the Italian.
Yeah.
He almost exclusively plays the Berlin.
Yeah.
He is almost exclusively an E4 player in general, and he doesn't really play open Sicilians. These are like things that...
He does, but against low-rated players. Against higher-rated players, he only plays those.
I mean, if you look at his match against Anish, he did play like Bishop B5. He did play some like open Sicilian with Bishop D3. That's true. Okay, I mean he does like mix it up a bit. He's not purely set in stone in his openings, but like he's one of the more kind of predictable opening players a little bit to some extent. I think he also plays the Marshall, not just the Berlin. But he's not, I don't know if this matters too much. But like his good positional feeling can also come from the fact that he knows his openings well. And I don't know how that manifests in freestyle. Could be different. It's definitely some potential differences there.
I'll take the other side of the coin.
Magnus is going to be your last and Hans will be your
first. No. I'm just going to say that, well, Magnus, obviously. We kind of discussed the other ones and how I see them as well. But Magnus, obviously, is one of the favorites. And Hans, I would put him somewhere in the middle. I think he's going to go past the plane. And we'll see if he makes it past the quarterfinals. But I think he has a good chance to make it past quarterfinals.
That's optimistic. It's not unfair, but it's also optimistic.
Also, I'm very excited to see the collaboration with Kramnik. Okay. It's going to bear a lot of some interesting.
What are you going to see? What are you seeing?
We'll see. Only time will tell. I mean, I have the next 5 days here, and I think we're going to see some interesting things from these two players.
one former world champion and one future first world champion.
Well, if you think about it, it is a good choice. Okay, from a coaching perspective, you cannot really do much. You're going to play some blitz. I'm sure they do that. But he's going to bring some knowledge, some psychological knowledge to the table. It seems like they have some good relationship. I don't know how they developed this relationship, but they're buddies right now.
I don't think it's... First of all, I don't know about the relationship, but I don't think it's at all strange that they would be comfortable, you know, hanging out.
And that's... Like, look, they build their rapport.
To start with, they are both chess players. They have no natural animosity towards each other.
Not anymore.
And Hans definitely respects Kramnik.
Quite a lot. Yeah.
He is a world champion. You can't not respect him as a chess player. I mean, he is one of the greatest chess players in history. And Hans does tend to have quite a lot of respect for players, for strong chess players, especially players that he like looks up to, and Kramnik mm-hmm. is in that category. Mm-hmm. Ironically, also, Magnus is definitely in that category, mm-hmm. but they have their beef, so... And also, yeah, like, I mean, the whole cheating thing, it's a bit funny, of course, but Kramnik, I don't know if it's, like, anti-cheating or just anti-chess.com.
We've talked about it so many times.
Yeah, we've talked about it. It's also, like...
So,
yeah, it's
not a lot of things have,
but I'm not too surprised. I mean, also, Kramnik probably finds the whole thing interesting. Not in that sense.
It's definitely interesting.
No, he probably finds the...
definitely interesting.
He probably finds, like, working with a strong player interesting, and I can imagine why, because if I was in his shoes, I would probably also find it interesting.
Okay, so a young guy, up and coming.
A retired world champion, which is what Kramnik is. It's mm-hmm. not a diss. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a world champion.
I mean, that's what he does nowadays. Yeah. He coaches the Uzbek team. He loves playing.
Yeah, and training. He still stays in chess. I mean, he worked with many players in the last few years.
He worked with the Indians as well. He's actually worked with a lot of the upcoming top guys before they were top guys, if you think about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think he talked about that he was on Netpo's team mm-hmm. a little bit, right? He worked with the
Indians.
Indian players when they were much younger. They're still young, but even younger. With Hans, probably with other players that we don't know exactly. I mean, he even met with Hans one day in Switzerland, right? Back.
Mm-hmm. That's when their budding relationship kind of started. When Hans traveled and they had that, whatever it was, camp meeting, played some games, whatever. He convinced him. He convinced him that he was a really strong player, and then Kramnik took him under his wing. Now, let's give everybody the schedule. Playing 7th through the 8th, so not today, not tomorrow. Well, doesn't matter. Whenever
this 7th, 8th is Rapid.
Play bottom Rapid four, 10 plus 10.
Bottom 4 get eliminated.
Boom.
They play for the last 4 places.
They still play some matches yeah. but they get eliminated.
Top 8 prizes. Play quarterfinals.
Boom.
Then semifinals and final.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Each match is 2 days.
And we will be broadcasting it. We will have a commentator, and perhaps we'll have... I'm here in Paris, so I'm not going to be doing the commentary, but I will be trying to do some on-site reporting and interviews and stuff like that. And if Avi's happy, maybe even a game review.
We'll see.
Let us know in the comments what do you think the name of our mascot should be. See you guys in the next one. Cheers.